And as sinners, we are sometimes guilty equally of that. We are likely to break a commitment. We are likely to break a promise that we might do something, that we might visit someone, that we might whatever. We often do that, and we break our commitments to God as well. I've broken a commitment recently. And God put into my mind that I should do something. Haven't done it. And this morning he reminded me, you haven't done it. Easy, isn't it? I've kept on putting it off. So we're all guilty of failing in this way. And it may be, of course, as we have been, as I say, about prompted to do something, God may prompt us to do something through reading our Bibles, through a word from somebody else, through our own mind, suddenly a thought coming, oh, I should go and see so-and-so. I should pick up the phone and give them a call, something like that. And in many ways, we fail, sadly, just as happened in Jeremiah's day. But in chapter 30 onwards, we have these rays of light appear. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will bring my people, Israel and Judah, back from captivity and restore them to the land I gave to their ancestors to possess. Then, as we heard a bit earlier, the days are coming where I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and Judah. It would be different from the one made when their ancestors came out of Egypt. That covenant was based on the Ten Commandments that Ruth was talking about a couple of weeks ago to us. Based on that, those Ten Commandments and some of the commandments too. And in Exodus 24, we read that sacrifices were made. Moses read the book of the covenant to the people, and they responded like this. We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey. That's the agreement they went into. Then Moses sprinkled the blood of the sacrifices on the people and said, this is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. A solemn moment. We no doubt have had a solemn moment when we have agreed to do something. But then, as I'd said, it was broken. And then comes this new covenant. It would not be written in a book or on tablets of stone. This is what the Lord declared. Chapter 31, I will put my law in their minds and write it upon their hearts. In biblical understanding, the heart is the center of our human intellect and will. That's what it is. And again, the prophet Ezekiel said this, I will give you a new heart, says the Lord, and I will put my spirit within you. That spirit is the Holy Spirit. And again in Jeremiah, I will be their God and they will be my people. That can be for us too. They will all know me. Yes, we can all know the Lord. We can. And we can have his laws written within our hearts. He can lead us directly through our prayers, through the silence, through God's word, and through teachers as people teach from it. And then there's this wonderful line that comes in verse 34. I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Isn't that wonderful? I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Forgiveness, and forgetfulness. Forgetfulness is hard for us, not for God. So happened as I read my Bible this morning, there was this verse, which I thought I'd just tell you. It says this: if you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who would stand? But with you, there is forgiveness. Then it says, he himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. That God, that Lord, is still the same today. He completely forgives our sins and forgets them. But there is a condition, it seems to me, because in the New Testament we hear these words from Romans chapter 3, familiar to you, I'm sure. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we have to acknowledge this in our lives and repent of our sins. At the baptism service, we have these words: I believe and trust in him. And we can do that because of Jesus' death on the cross for us. Luke records, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. And every time we celebrate the Holy Communion, we are reminded of that wonderful love, of that blood poured out for us. You see the trace right from Moses through the blood of the covenant, Jesus' blood coming for us. So then we can have the assurance of eternal life, life forever with God. But that promise, of course, will not be complete until we reach heaven. In the meantime, if you're anything like me, we have to wrestle with our sinful hearts and be aware of the temptations that come or the things that we fail to do that we should do. But also, with God's help, we can develop the things he wants us to develop in our lives. Can I remind you of some of them? The fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the tricky one. So we can have this today, we can have this assurance that God's covenant is actually being worked within us, that God's new covenant is being carried out in us. And we have those words about God's law written in our hearts. An inner knowledge of God's love, power, and will, which, with God's help, enables us to think, speak, and act in God's way in every situation. That's what he does for us. So that new covenant is being worked in your life and mine right now. And one day, in God's timing, it will be complete. Amen.